Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 3. Representation of two propositions of relation, one in terms of X and M, and the other in terms of Y and M, on the same diagram. The reader had better now begin to draw little diagrams for himself and to mark them with the digits 1 and 0, instead of using the board and counters. He may put a 1 to represent a red counter, this may be interpreted to mean there is at least one thing there, and a 0 to represent a gray counter, this may be interpreted to mean there is nothing here. The pair of propositions that we shall have to represent will always be one in terms of X and M, and the other in terms of Y and M. When we have to represent a proposition beginning with all, we break it up into the two propositions to which it is equivalent. When we have to represent on the same diagram propositions of which some begin with some and others with no, we represent the negative ones first. This will sometimes save us from having to put a 1 on a fence, and afterwards having to shift it into a cell. Let us work a few examples. 1. No x are m prime, no y prime are m. Let us first represent no x or m. This gives us diagram A. Then, representing no y prime or m on the same diagram, we get diagram B. Editorial note. Referred to the accompanying textual version of this article on the same FCIT website to view the specified tables. 2. Some m are x, no m are y. If neglecting the rule we were to begin with some m are x, we should get diagram A, and if we were then to take no m are y, which tells us that the inner northwest cell is empty, we should be obliged to take the 1 off the fence, as it no longer has the choice of two cells, and to put it into the inner northeast cell, as in accompanying diagram C. This trouble may be saved by beginning with no m or y, as in diagram B. And now, when we take some m or x, there is no fence to sit on. The 1 has to go at once into the northeast cell, as in accompanying diagram C. 3. No x prime or m prime, all m or y. Here we begin by breaking up the second into the two propositions to which it is equivalent. Thus we have three propositions to represent, namely, 1. No x prime or m prime, 2. Some m or y, 3. No m or y. These we will take in the order 1, 3, 2. First, we take number 1, namely, no x prime or m prime. This gives us accompanying diagram A. Adding to this, number 3, namely no m or y, we get accompanying diagram B. This time the 1 representing number 2, namely some m or y, has to sit on the fence as there is no 0 to order it off. This gives us accompanying diagram C. 4. All m are x, all y are m. Here we break up both propositions and thus get 4 to represent, namely, 1. Some m or x, 2. No m or x prime, 3. Some y or m, 4. No y or m. These we will take in the order 2, 4, 1, 3. First we take number 2, namely, no m or x prime. This gives us accompanying diagram A. To this we add number 4, namely, no y or m prime, and thus get accompanying diagram B. If we were to add to this number 1, namely, some m or x, we should have to put the 1 on a fence. So let us try number 3 instead, namely, some y or m. This gives us accompanying diagram C. And now, there is no need to trouble about number 1, as it would not add anything to our information to put a 1 on the fence. The diagram already tells us that some m are x. The end of Chapter 3. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.